Right, okay, so we're gonna do every Metallica album. We're gonna do the first track off
Even
of
rap,
every
why not?
album. Right, now, have you heard? I
Oh.
jokingly put into the description of the podcast that you'd only heard Enter Sandman, and I'm pretty certain
I might have done.
you've, well, you know Enter Sandman.
Yeah.
You might need to know it by that title because it doesn't actually say Enter Sandman, I think, in the song.
It play and I was.
Well, that's albums five, so you've got
Oh,
a
got
long
that to
time
look
yet.
for.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
You've got that to look forward to.
Oh, well, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it is going to be. Right, here we go. So this is the first album, and it's called Kill 'Em All. And the album was supposed to be, the front cover was supposed to be somebody sitting in a toilet getting a, I think it was going to be called Metal Up Your Ass. Some
Well,
kind of,
like a metal spike kind of
aye,
thing.
that's that kind of hammer, which I know you like hammers,
I do like a
that was
hammer.
supposed to be up somebody's ass. I know
When I
there is
first
this.
saw it, I thought, is that a part of the Nazi fuckers?
Yeah, I bought the fucking advert.
No, the black bit. It's not the
Oh,
Nazi
yeah,
symbol.
it's definitely a Nazi sign. But, well, maybe. But no.
No,
Hit the
it's a
Lights,
it's.
but it's song called Hit the Lights. Oh, well, it's going to be after this 10 second advert, which I'm going to mute. Well, see, professional as always. Right. We do play soon. Right, here we go. Oh, no, not yet. Play. See, YouTube with their stupid adverts. Right, here we go. It fades in, so just take a second. Right. Let's get our headphones on, you'll get a proper experience of this. I'm trying to be professional. It does also mean we're gonna have to comment, take your headphones off to comment. Or you can keep them up there. I never thought
Yeah, I can
about
hear it. I can hear it.
that. Alright, cool.
I have to admit, I do like the drumming.
It's the drums that always get me. It's like, when the drums come in, you'll know what I mean. But the speed of this guitar, that. I'll put it on properly. It's pretty fucking fast, isn't it? That's why I was when you're
You
young, I
know,
guess, but you know.
between the guitaring and the drumming, my arms are knackered already, and
Yeah,
I'm not
already.
even doing it.
Yeah.
How they can keep doing that? This is where I get respect for musicians, no matter
Yeah.
what instrument you play.
Yeah, playing that, especially that speed.
Yeah.
So was that one. So every pretty much every song on that album is like a thrash song. Well, because I think they were the first thrash band. Wait till the guitar solo comes in. There's another one. This is gonna be quite a quiet podcast for music because we've got the headphones on and it's not coming through the speakers here. So this is gonna be our voices. Jesus. And also bang my head there over like 5 seconds. I don't know, imagine banging your head while you're playing that. I think my neck would fucking fall off. Right, wait till the solo comes up here now. And that's why it's all these stops and starts, because imagine being a drummer and doing that speed the whole time without you
Yeah.
stopping. Fuck.
You know, it's almost stopping straight there
Yeah,
and then.
just give himself a break. Yeah.
Oh, bloody hell. That's. can see why they're a loved band.
It's fucking amazing, isn't it? It's like supersonic. Yeah. Anyway, when you list that whole song. Right, that so that was that one. What do you think of that one?
That was brilliant. I enjoyed that.
So that was 1983.
They're going to go far, I reckon.
Fantastic. Well, that's an endorsement that you fucking need there. It's like, if Metallica didn't know they were going to go far, they do now.
Yeah, they've got my endorsement.
Fantastic. That's what that's all they want. They've got the Elton John's endorsement, and now they've got yours.
No, Elton John is insignificant to me.
We discovered that he's not as good a piano man as the other ones, Chaz and Dave. Sam and Dave.
Somebody else and Dave.
Piana. Paul McCartney. Piana. Stevie Wonder.
Billy Joel.
Barry Manilow. Gary Barlow.
And they said, I still can't think of anymore. But then, if you think about it.
Oh, fucking dickhead. Chris Martin.
So you had to lower the tone.
Well, I did say dickhead.
But you do realise that the piano is the best instrument ever.
Who says?
I do. Because you can rest a drink on it. You can't rest a drink on a drum. You can't rest a drink on a guitar.
You can rest a drink
on... And, more importantly, you cannot rest a drink on a triangle.
You can rest a drink on... I fucking can struggle to say that. You can rest a drink on a conga.
Can you?
There you go. That's solved you in your fucking tracks, isn't it?
Bongos you can't.
Well, just didn't play both, but drink on one bongo and go. If you only got one arm, but drink
you'd
on.
You'd be the drummer of Def Leppard.
Oh yeah, fucking lower tone, didn't you? Right, next album, I'm going to completely ignore that fucking Def Leppard. God, it's one day we get to listen to Def Leppard, are we?
No, I had the Hysteria album and I had to copying for someone when I was a kid and that, I hate
it. I'm never listened to it, right? 1984, it's the second album.
It was 84?
84.
I thought it was more recent.
No. Well, it was 83 and this is 84.
Oh, that is more recent.
Yeah, 84 wasn't recent, yeah. So that was 40 years ago.
Jeez.
Right. So here we go, it's called Fight Fire with Fire. So you can hear some audio, because the last time we just had me headbanging, the noise of me headbanging and slamming my Coke can down. It's not really great listening experiences. So you're hearing all that acoustic guitar.
I've enjoyed it.
What are you thinking of that? Compared to the last one, which was like a fade and then boom.
It shows how good they are as musicians.
Mm-hmm. It does eventually come in quite heavy and aggressive.
No, that guitar definitely might be a very claps.
This doesn't.
No, this doesn't, but that beginning bit did.
Yeah, that bit, yeah. We're playing that on drums. Again, drums are always a thing, I'm like, what the fuck? I guess there's a lot of stops and starts and stuff, so you can have a tiny rest.
That's why when they're touring and that.
Yeah, how?
How? And you're doing it night after night.
And that rhythm on the guitar, is that?
And then with the drumming, you're typically doing...
And he's double kicked.
Unless, of course, you're the drummer of Def Leppard.
Well, that's the second thing you said, fucking Def Leppard.
It's just... These are bad drummer.
He's got one arm. He's got two arms.
Yeah. That makes him twice as bad.
He's twice as good as...
He's twice as good as him.
That's a spooky door. Anyway, what do you think of that? Fire.
I enjoyed every bit of that. I enjoyed.
I think you said the intro.
I told you from 1983 they don't go far, and 84 they do even better.
For the intro was a different thing for them. It was on the acoustic guitar, and I think they were slagged off for it. They were hated for it actually.
Who slagged them off?
Fucking everybody. They were like, "That's not thrash. It's got acoustic guitar." And? You know what I mean? What the fuck? And then it came into thrash, you know what I mean?
You're like, you want a band to try different things out. Yeah. If you don't try something out, you never know if it's going to be good or not.
Right. So
that guitar was bloody good.
This is 1986. So did that fuck about?
They took 2 years off.
I know, right? Lazy bastards, huh?
Well, after all that drumming, I'm not surprised.
I know, right?
Must be knackered.
Oh, well, mute that. Actually, it doesn't matter anymore because the audio doesn't come out the speakers because I've fucked up, but that's all right. Right, so remember the last one had, like, that acoustic intro?
Yes.
Make more of that.
I love it because you can hear every string being touched.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I loved it. It's almost like what they call Spanish guitar.
Yeah, but it.
Really, I do like that.
When the guitar comes in. Someone's got battery, by the way. That one comes in. Jesus Christ. I put my headphones on when the actual song starts because I get so fast, like, Jesus. This is the, what everyone thinks is the best metal album ever. I wouldn't disagree with that. It's from this. Now wait till this comes in, wait to hear this. I'm trying to play that on the drums, again, the drums.
That's Lars.
Lars Ulrich.
Probably one of the best drummers ever.
Well, he only slides him off, he's like, are you fucking kidding? Try and play that. And he doesn't just play, him and James Hetfield, they write all the songs together. So he like arranges all the tracks, Hetfield comes up with the riffs. So he put the real all this. And it's all slap him off.
Oh, I'd like to see other people,
can't
believe that. I bet most of these people that slagged them off have never wrote a song, played an instrument, or done anything music in their lives.
What do you think of that one?
I enjoyed that.
Metallica were known for doing, they pretty much do it in every album. They do, like, apart from Enter Sandman, they do, like, like a fast thrashy song is the first track. It's like they're pretty.
It's like to ease you into the album. Isn't
Yeah. And Attack Force normally a ballad. You normally do that. You know, that's what they do.
And sometimes when you watch a concert,
yeah,
they start off with a song that you know they ease you into it. Then they do new stuff. Then they do, like you say, the ballad before.
Yeah.
The encore,
mm-hmm.
And then they come up with the biggest hit going.
Yeah,
I'll get that.
Right, so next album was 1989.
So they've had 3 years off after
that. In between that and 86, and 86 their bass player died.
Oh, God, this is on.
So the story of that is they were on a tour bus in Sweden. The bus hit black ice, apparently, although they couldn't find the black ice. He was in the top bunk. The beds, the bus fell over and he went flying out the window, and then when he flew through the window the bus fell on top of him, so he died. But he was only 24, I think he was 24.
Mm-hmm. It's a horrible thing to say, but he must have died instantly.
That's what they said, the bus fucking landed on that. So then they got a new bass player and then they put out this album, which is, for me, it's my favourite Metallica song. So you can be the judge of this one. Oh, once again, adverts. Fucking adverts. But so that's why it took 3 years. Plus this album is like prog, the first album is like progressive metal. A lot of metal like that was gonna be like that, in that year was again a lot of Joe Satriani. Steve Vai.
The name rings a bell.
A lot of proggy metal, the people that are really showing off. There's like the era of showing off. So Metallica did this, right? There you go. Right, we'll listen to this. If you've got something insightful to say, say something. If you don't,
I'll let the music do the talking for me.
But this is a backwards intro.
I'm enjoying it already.
So wait, like it's on YouTube, the front, the either way, it's like normal speed and the right way around, and it sounds fucking weird. Anyway. Again, the drumming when it comes in, it's like, Jesus, wait, hear this. And again,
it's
playing that.
It's one you pogo to, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's easy for me sitting here doing the head banging. But if you was at a concert, mm-hmm. you'd have to pogo yeah. to that, and that is just...
And yeah, you can see all the song, the length. I mean, this one's like 7 minutes long, but like the next one's like 9, 6, 7, 6, 5, 7, 9, nearly 10 minutes. So the songs are really long, and I can end up in the middle.
It's not like some of the bands today, where the song's only less than 3 minutes.
Yeah. Although there is a couple of songs near the end of this that are pretty short. For Metallica, like 4 minutes. So what do you think of that one?
I like that.
I mean, it's again, every album has got this thrashy thing. Thrashy first track.
So what? Well, their earlier stuff, like this, you said about them not liking the guitar in that bit at the front, the beginning of it. They're catering to the masses.
Yeah, yeah.
So what they're trying to do is they're appeasing to the ones that like the thrash metal, but they're also trying to bring in people that like that. It's like Spanish guitar.
Spanish guitar.
So they're bringing them. That's what the people don't realise is what they're actually trying to do.
Yeah.
And like I say, them playing this has brought me into it.
So this is kind of the end of the thrash era, those four albums, but they do go back to it later on. But this couple of albums coming up are not like that. So you might know this one, it's Enter Sandman.
So but again, they're not being a one trick pony, they're trying different things.
Well, as you can hear.
This reminds me of Nirvana.
It was out in 98. In fact, it's weird you say that. In the space of like a month, it was Nevermind by Nirvana, Black Album, Blood, Sex, Sugar, Magic by Chili Peppers, which had Under a Bridge, Soundgarden. There's like a load of albums and classic albums in 1 month. So this is one of them. Another one you might know for this is Nothing Else Matters. But it's just not thrashy like the last four. This is like creepy kind of big drums.
I quite like this. Yeah, I could hear this in like a horror film kind of thing. And that's a good thing.
You know this song? You've heard of it? This is the only one I thought you might have heard.
I can't remember correctly. There was a book that I used to read called The Darwin Awards,
right.
And there was a film of it. There was a film called The Darwin Awards, and Metallica's in that.
Yeah.
And I think, trying to remember the music that I was playing. It might have been this. I'm not sure.
Well, 90s Metallica has got the same, so you'll hear it's got the same kind of sound as this.
Yeah.
Because they did, the producer of this had done Bon Jovi, my favourites. Motley Crue, I think. And The Cult. Did they do The Cult? Maybe they did The Cult. But you can hear it's kind of like big drums, big. Yeah. Big. What do you think of that one? Because that's their biggest hit, was that one. Well, Nothing Else Matters, I guess. It was pretty big. But yeah, you can see the songs are short, like 3 minutes, do you know what I mean? 6 minutes, some of them, but you know, a lot of them are. There's no 9 minute songs in this. It's all like.
So that's what. This is what makes a band good. They're trying other things.
Yeah.
If you're like, dare I say, like the rubbish boy bands that just sit on a bar stool singing on a microphone. That's just a one-trick pony.
Yeah, yeah. Metallica.
Metallica and, like we said, Paul Weller. They're nothing like that.
Yeah.
They're trying different things.
Yeah. Well, this next album, they sure as fuck did. Because now the thrash is gone. But they invented thrash. So how many fucking albums can you do? There's only so far you can go. They did four, like, thrash albums. Like, this album, but wait to hear this, right? It's called Ate My Bitch, is the track. Fucking nice title. And I bet you there's going to be an advert beforehand. Oh, there's not. That's weird. Right. I always love this album. This album looked totally fucking slag. For being slow. But that track is fucking banging. Is this because it's new thrash? It's not thrash. People just expecting Metallica to be thrash.
What we said before, they're trying to attract more new people into the group, and that's.
This is 96, so like a lot of bands around this time were doing like Alice in Chains and Soundgarden. Yeah, looking more kind of groove rock. Metallica were doing it. It's great.
Yeah,
it's just a bit country. It's all these tracks are like are country as fuck. This one's really good. It's called Eat My Bitch.
Well, these people have got their time just to slow them off. They should find other things to think about doing. Like stop having sex with their own parents.
Yes, Brian, I agree. That's exactly what you should be doing.
Yeah. Don't slag off Metallica.
Don't slag off Metallica.
No.
No, don't. Right, so then, that was 96. They did a double album, but they released it one album in 96 and then put another one out a year later.
Well, that's
fair
enough.
That's good. Know.
That's good business.
Well, they had so many fucking songs, right? So then, this goes back to their kind of fast kind of songs. This is called Fuel. You might have heard this one, because it might have been in an advert. Again, pausing these bloody adverts. Right, here we go. Maybe. A bit more fast. It's not thrash, but it's fucking great over there.
No, but what they're doing is they're doing this. Like I said, they're bringing in these new fans in because they like that stuff. They're showing them what they can do. And this is what we really do.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't like what we really do, that's fine. But at least you've had the chance to listen to what we can do.
I've always loved this song.
I mean, this is the first time I've heard Metallica's music.
Yeah.
And by God, I'm glad I have. Otherwise, I'd have missed out on, you know, great drumming, great guitar. And
some people just think they're just thrash all the time. So maybe Slayer did that, but not fucking Metallica.
I keep saying it, they're not one-trick ponies.
No.
And that's what I liked about them.
That drumming's really good, isn't it?
That's what's really hooked me on this song, really. This is drumming. Nothing against the singer, but it's always the guitars or the drumming that gets me in these bands.
So this is the era. So that was the last album of the No Thrash era. They go back, this next album gets slagged off because it sounds shit. They mixed the drums, like, if you know about drums, underneath the drum kit there's a, it's like a, it's like a thing underneath the snare, and if you unclick it, it makes this drum, makes drum sound, this drum sound. So Lars Ulrich, just to make, so, to make it sound different.
The pedal though, but...
No, it's like, it makes it like a, it's like a tin can sound. You'll hear it as soon as the fucking song tracks.
Oh, when you bash it on the table.
Like a can, yeah. Anyway, people hate, the album is ruined because of this fucking drum sound, but I'll let you could be the judge of this.
I will be the judge.
So this is the first time you've heard it.
Executioner.
That's weird because the third track on this album actually has got that lyric. Anyway, let's go. Hear that drum sound.
People slag this off.
Yeah, but the sound of it, that's not a real, like a normal drum sound, because they took the thing, the snare off the thing. I know, right, but after a whole album of hearing that clangy drum, I mean, the drum here, that's not a normal drum sound. That's a horrible drum sound.
I actually quite like it.
Oh, you fucking do. The plus got a fist in the front of it.
These people are heathens.
Look, if you've got Metallica, they've released some of the best albums ever.
Me and Elton have endorsed them.
Not this. This is. I like the song, anyway. It's that drum sound.
But again, they're trying something new.
Yeah, exactly, they did. And then they decided that nobody liked it, so they didn't do it again.
Well, there you go.
So that was the end of that.
If you don't try, you don't find out, do you?
Exactly. Well, they found out, alright, nobody liked it.
Well, there you go. There's no great loss, really, is there?
It's a great song, though. I really like the song.
Yeah.
It's just a drum sound. So the second bass player left before the song was made. So
the was that the one that took over from?
But the guy died, yeah, Cliff Burton, yeah.
So he
played on like Enter Sandman and all the Reload stuff.
So he played on them ones and he's left.
And he's left now, and that was so the producer did the bass on this one.
They've got no one to replace it.
Well, they got a new bass player after the song came out.
Okay.
So you will hear some proper bass coming up. So you thought that sounded okay. And you're a newbie, so you would think that sounds good.
I'm not a musician, so I'm going to be...
I always go on the sound of things.
Yes.
Or the way it makes you feel.
Because
I just hate bad drum sounds.
I don't think that was a bad drum sound.
You think it's a good drum sound?
Yes.
Okay.
If you want to hear a bad drum sound, stick me on the fucking drums up. So bad.
But it was played well. It's the sound of it. It sounds like fucking tin cans. Anyway, so the next album was 2006, was it 7? So that last one was 2004. That's when I seen Metallica live for the first and only time. So 3 years between that one and this one. They got a new bass player. Bass player played with Ozzy beforehand, and he played with Suicidal Tendencies, which is quite a funk kind of thing. Robert Trujillo.
So he's got experience in...
Oh, no, before he played with Ozzy. He's an Ozzy solo band. And he joined Metallica.
That's not bad, really, is it?
So
what's your resume? My resume is I've worked with Ozzy and I've worked with Metallica. That's not a bad resume, is it?
It's pretty decent. Right, so this song's called That Was Just Your Life. No, That Was Just Your Life. Death Magnetic is the name of the album. It's clean guitar.
I do like the sound of guitar like that. It's really eerie.
And then when it comes in, it's back to thrash. It's a fucking crazy riff, and the drums sound proper.
Well, they got rid of the tin cans.
I'm just never sound mostly to the hand. But Edie sound is cool, right?
I could have that on like a zombie movie.
Yeah.
It's that kind of eerie. And that is just brilliant. I like this song.
When the song comes in here, it's about, you know, the thrash riff comes in, it's like, fuck, and then the drums come in, it comes in, it's so good. Not every song on the album is thrashy, but this is really thrashy. Right here, when it comes in, this bit, yeah.
Well, I'll say, it does have to have every song be thrash, because if you've got new bees like me coming in,
yeah,
they're going to play something, you know, thrash, something heavy, then something light, then back to the mash. That's fine.
The drums sound proper now. That's proper drums.
I do like the drum. And also the guitar is brilliant as well.
Technically, really thrash. It's just high energy rock.
Well, it is. It definitely is high energy.
It definitely is high energy. I'd be sweating by now.
No way I could keep up with the drumming or even with the guitaring.
No. That's why the tempos are changing all the time. I think because that would make sense. Keep the tempos changing, so you don't have to play that fucking thrash all the time. Why are you playing that?
That's what some bands have so many different guitars for different songs.
Yeah.
I mean that's having a lot of guitars, really, isn't it? But not me. But when you've got one for a specific song, you don't mind so much because it saves you having to change.
So, what do you think of that song?
Well, I absolutely love that. That's probably one of my favourites because it's very eerie at the beginning, and I like that.
What's the name of the fucking album? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry, I had to think of the name of the Metallica album. Right, Hardwired. I think I've played this one at work because I like aggressive rock. This one's really short and thrashy, so of course I'm going to like it. So that was 2007. This was 2012. Was it 2012? Yeah.
That's
2013. Metallica always like tour for like 4 years in between, and you know,
I'm gonna put them in the same brackets. They must tour a hell of a lot.
Yeah,
they're like the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones.
They're always on tour.
Yep. Right.
That's a Mick Jagger to see all his kids.
Mick Jagger, fuck him. Right. This
some women did. Got,
this is probably thrash is gonna be. With, like the artwork as well, because they're four heads. Yeah, four heads. Again, that drums. Jesus.
Oh, my God. How did he keep up with that?
And for a Metallica song, it's only 3:11. Ooh, I think that's the shortest Metallica song.
It would have to be, because you'd have to put your hands in ice afterwards.
After this, I'm going to put on Spit of the Bone. Check this track out, right? I'll put this on. So what do you think of that one?
I absolutely love this.
I like this bit here. The
drumming's got me hooked. Lars has done well. He'll go far.
Yeah. Right, so Spit of the Bone is the last track, right? Yeah. And the drums on that are mental. And it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop when it's 7 minutes long.
The guy must be an octopus, because they keep that beat this going. Bit.
Oh wait, if it comes in here, it's even faster when it's coming back in. And at this age, he was 61 now, I think. He was in his 53, I think. 53 playing that kind of drums. Like I say, every night. And he did end the set with this. This drum. That's mental.
That's...
And 7 minutes.
There's a concert on that.
On that.
That's one hell of a crescendo, isn't it? Jeez.
And it's unrelenting. Anyway, that's the last track on the album.
I'm going to say, he's probably one of the best drummers in the world.
Yeah, of course ever. He is. Of course he fucking is. You know, and again, he gets slagged off all the time, but fuck that.
That's because people are jealous of him. I'm jealous of him, and I'm not slagging him off. And I think he's a fucking great drummer.
I think if I've got a name on a Metallica album, that's my favourite one. Because, so many good songs on that. Right, so the last album was last year, and it was 72 Seasons. 72 Seasons is how many seasons there is till you're 18. I think it's 18. So that's why it's called 72 Seasons. And it's the least metal colour in the world. Thus, it is quite metal. I mean, yellow Metallica album.
Oh, and I've had that rather like an orangey yellow.
Yeah.
Like rust.
Like rust, yeah.
Because that's rust. What I would be. Right. I'd be rusty.
You'd be rusty as well. Yeah, you'd be rusty.
Oh.
That'd be your porn name. Rusty. Crusty.
Rusty.
What a weird advert.
What is it?
It's some... Oh, it's some chewing gum advert, but there's a head on the guy's head.
Fucking weird.
Right, okay, so the new album is 72 Seasons, like I said. First track's called 72 Seasons. And let's have a listen. Here we go. And this album's got some really fucking long... And this one's like... 7:40, it's giving 7 minutes. Where's the 10? There's one to 11 minutes and 11.
11 minutes?
Yeah.
That's almost in prog group.
Metallica are quite proggy.
What's that?
They very rarely just do one riff, kind of. They get Rosanna as one riff, but most of the time it's like this is a video of the three. And in the comments, then, it's really fucking fast.
When you hear the singing, it's quite, you know, sensible. It doesn't go off in random words.
No.
Like a prog song.
Yeah.
This is a kind of tune that I would. If I was fit, I would run to this.
This. You'd run to this?
Yeah, run along the beach kind of thing. Listen to that.
With your shoes off?
I wouldn't run into the sea with it.
No, but would you wear clogs?
No. I'd wear these.
Oh, you wear boots? I'd go barefoot.
Trainer boots.
I'd go barefoot. And now they're in their 60s, writing music like this. Fuck, man, and they're playing it live. It's mental. I think it's the least publicity on Metallica album is this one. I just haven't really got into it, but... Still gonna do. If this was that bit. Yeah. Again, drums. It's all about drums for me. It's fucking crazy drums.
To me, it's not only the drums, but the guitar as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, whether it's the bass or whatever, it's just, it comes together brilliantly.
The right hand is what the snare is, right? So he's having to go, you know what I mean? It's just constantly, he's mimicking the right hand. Just technical bullshit, really. So that was the last Metallica album to date. So what do you think of that one?
That was absolutely brilliant.